miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a great guest coming to you at the bottom of the hour. That's at the half hour. Karen Page, whose book is entitled The Vegetarian Flavor Bible. She wrote it with her photographer husband. It's a gorgeous book. But in addition to being a gorgeous book, it contains great information on flavor in vegetarian dishes. Vegetarian Flavor Bible really does say it. It's ingredients from acai to zucchini, plus how to pair them with herbs, spices, and other seasonings to enhance the flavor of the food so that healthy is just as tasteful, maybe more tasteful, than other dishes. So that's what you're going to learn to hear from her. We're going to talk about the difference in plant-based diets versus non and how you make a plant-based diet outstanding. But first, I wanted to finish the story that we were starting at the beginning of the hour, right before the break. That is, healthy habits of young women lead to long-term health benefits. 95%, only 5% of women did the five healthiest habits. Those five healthiest habits: no tobacco, waste half their height, 2.5 hours of exercise a week, that's three, eating essentially a plant-based diet, a healthy diet, with low in saturated fat, low in added sugars and syrups, as I said, no cotinine in the urine, waste half the height, drink a little alcohol, and do that physical activity, and that alone, those five things alone, were enough to decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease by 92%. You know, in the earlier Nurses' Health study, you got a 90% decrease in cardiovascular and all-cause mortality, not just cardiovascular mortality, by doing five healthy habits. Only 3% of the nurses did that, and that was between the ages of 50 and 80. This is 20 years, so it's essentially between 50 and, 45, 65, and it was a 92% reduction. In the prior study, 3% of the nurses did it. 5% of the nurses did healthy things. If you look in the Swedish men's study, it was only 1% and an 80% reduction. So all of these studies are consistent. Very few people do the five healthy habits, but those who do get an 80 to 90% reduction in adverse events. So it's pretty easy, and it's pretty easy to do them. Bridget, do you do the five healthy habits?
I do. But, I mean, I think that I'm in that small percentage because of being so health conscious with studying nutrition and being a dietitian.
So, but you do those five healthy behaviors: eating a healthy diet, a little alcohol, no cigarettes, waste half your height, and do 2.5 hours of just walking a week. That's 30 minutes. It's not very much. Two and a half hours is 30 minutes. It's about 25 minutes a day, matter of fact.
Yeah, so, and I think that what I found is that it's easiest to sustain that when you're surrounded by people who are like-minded and care about doing those same things.
That's our own buddy theory, or that's the old buddy theory or contagiousness of healthy habits. So
exactly.
If everybody else is doing it, you're going to do it just because of the contagiousness effect of healthy habits or unhealthy habits.
Yeah, it just makes it way easier. It becomes a part of your normal routine without even questioning whether you should or shouldn't be doing it.
I should say the study looked at one other factor, television viewing, and didn't find it significantly impacted. In other words, a lot versus a little, didn't significantly impact whether you had cardiovascular risk factors or whether you had cardiovascular events, as opposed to the other five factors. At the bottom of the hour,
which is surprising,
we're going to talk to Karen Page. Now, since she was talking vegetarian, and there are a lot of stories about vegetarian, let's talk about the story about avocados that was in the news this week.
Okay, I loved this one because I love avocados. The researchers looked at 45 people that were ages between the ages of 21 and 70. They were all overweight or obese. And the first 2 weeks, they followed just the standard American diet. And then after that, they were split into three different groups. The first group was a low-fat diet that included fruits, low-fat dairy, poultry, whole grains, and small amounts of red meat. And then the other two diets were moderately high in fat. They had about 37% or 34% of their calories that were coming from fat. And then of those two moderately high-fat diets, one of the groups had a serving of avocado every day. And what they found was after 5 weeks that the group that had the avocados in their diet decreased their LDL cholesterol, which is their lousy cholesterol, by about 14 milligrams per deciliter. And the group on the low-fat diet had decreased it about 7 milligrams per deciliter. And the group on the moderately fat diet that did not include the avocado had decreased it by about 8 milligrams per deciliter. So they found that having the daily serving of the avocado was more effective in decreasing bad cholesterol than any other diet type.
So how much, how much these were Haas avocados. It was sponsored by the the California Avocado Commission.
Yes,
and they produce the Haas avocados are the ones that turn black when they get ripe. I can't remember. There's a common name. They're two really. The Florida avocado. Those are really California avocados. I'll find out. I have temporarily slipped my mind what the Florida avocados are doing, but it's likely because of the healthy fat in the avocados that it's likely they're both beneficial. They decreased, as you said, your LDL cholesterol by, I think, 5 to 10%. Did I get it right on the amount?
Yeah, it was 10% for the avocado group, and then about 5% for the moderate fat and the low fat that didn't include the avocados.
So so you could compare that with the Florida avocados, which aren't Haas. I can't remember the variety they are, but the Florida avocados are less in monounsaturated, they're less in total fat and less in the monounsaturated fat. We think it's the healthy fat that does it. I was reminded, since this was a study like the walnut study, except it looked at just the intermediate outcome, that is LDL cholesterol rather than outcome. In the large study of 2,600 people with a prior heart attack in Chile, where the walnut group did this study, and in the large Spanish study, also done by the walnut group of 30,000 people, the presence of 2 ounces of walnuts a day, actually it was an ounce, no, it was 2 ounces of walnuts a day. It was an ounce is roughly, 125 calories. So it was 200 calories walnuts, which is about the same as they had here, 200 calories of avocado. That study, it decreased heart attack in Chile by 60% and decreased primary heart attack, first heart attack in the large Spanish European study by 30% heart attack and stroke. So that those combined outcomes, heart attack and stroke, were substantially decreased by taking by taking 2 ounces actually it's probably an ounce because it's roughly 200 calories, so that's probably about an ounce of walnuts. It's 12 walnut halves is what it was. 12 walnut halves a day. Just 12 walnut halves a day decreased heart attack and stroke, if you hadn't had one before, by 30%. Decreased heart attack recurrence, if you had one, by 60%.